I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to the podcast where I try to help you to understand and improve your English language to give you an opportunity to speak in a better way so that you don't feel awkward in situations where you might be meeting colleagues or having conference calls with colleagues who you think have a better standard of English. So we'll help you with expressions, grammar and other aspects of the English language. I'm now going to just follow up in part two and finish off those idioms dealing with and relating to colours. Okay, so let's get started. So what's the first one I have for you? Well, first one I have is once in a blue moon, once in a blue moon. When we look at the moon, it's usually white unless there's some particular celestial occurrence happening, which happens occasionally, and you might get a red moon or it looks red, but once in a blue moon means something that doesn't happen so often. Yeah. So when do you get a pay rise? Oh, once in a blue moon, meaning almost never. Have you heard from Michael since he went to university? Huh, him, no chance. We might get a letter once in a blue moon if we're lucky, but he's always got something more important to do, so very little chance of that. So something that doesn't happen so frequently, something that doesn't happen so often, we refer to it as once in a blue moon. And there's an old song, there's a line in the song, once in a very blue moon. Yeah, I heard it once in a very blue moon. It's an Irish singer, but it's a really nice song, if I could remember the name. But the line is, once in a very blue moon. So something that doesn't happen so often. Okay, paint the town red. Well, when you want to paint the town red, you want to go a little bit wild. You want to have a bit of a party. You want to spend a bit of money. You get dressed up. You go out on a bit of a binge, visit a few bars, good wine, a champagne, a good meal, and you really let your hair down and you paint the town red. So to paint the town red means to splash out with a bit of colour and to act a little bit recklessly, but really have a bit of fun. Okay, so perhaps the week or 2 weeks before you get married, you go out on a bit of a blast to paint the town red, or you win some money in the lotto, you take your friends out and you paint the town red. Okay, the next is a red herring. Well, a red herring is something that is a little bit of a wild goose chase. Yeah, something that is gets you out off on the wrong track or on the wrong scent, and it's going to lead nowhere. Yeah, so you're trying to get something resolved, trying to fix a problem. Somebody makes a suggestion to you, and after a few hours of looking at it, you realize that was a little bit of a red herring, meaning it wasn't so successful, it was leading you in the wrong direction, so you just give it up and you go back to basics and try to find another solution to your problem. So red herring means something not successful or something that's not going to lead to success. Okay, so it's something that will distract you and take your attention away from what you should really be doing. A red letter day. Well, a red letter day is a really important day, a day when something really important is going to happen. Okay, so a red letter day might be the day you qualify with your doctorate, or it might be the day you pass your final diploma exams in your university course, or the day you get promoted in the army or the navy, and you can refer to it as red letter day, meaning a really important day for, particularly for you, but also for your family, who are going to be very proud of what you've achieved. Okay, so a red letter day. The next is when we see red. Okay, so see as in look at, S-E-E. When we see red is we get really annoyed. So somebody says something to us that just clicks a little message or triggers a little message in our brain and we snap and we go, oh God, no, I really hate that. So we get angry very quickly and we see red, okay? So it often happens with somebody that we perhaps we don't like or somebody we don't respect. And when they say something to us, we just snap and we get very, very angry, yeah? Other people might say the same thing to us and we don't really care what they say. We just take it as it comes and we laugh it off. But when it's introduced by somebody that, as I said, we don't have any great time for, then we tend to see red and become angry or annoyed or frustrated, and we might shout a little bit, okay? So to see red, okay? Next is to be tickled pink, yeah? When we are tickled pink, it means we are very happy, we're very pleased, we are very delighted with something, yeah? When somebody tickles us, when they tickle us in the arm, when you tickle a child, they giggle and they laugh and their cheeks get a little bit red or pink. So to be tickled pink means to be delighted. Mm-hmm. So if you present your mother with flowers on Mother's Day, she's tickled pink that you remember it, yeah? If you present her with her favorite chocolates, she's even happier. She's really tickled pink the fact that she got flowers and chocolates on a special day like Mother's Day or indeed her birthday. Or it could be your favorite aunt or your grandmother and you spend some time with them and they are tickled pink that you took time out of your busy schedule to spend some time with them. Okay, so it usually means we're excited. It usually means we are happy. It doesn't have to be anything amazing. It just happens to be that somebody has thought about us, which doesn't happen so often. And when we see that, we appreciate it and we can say, oh, I'm tickled pink. Yeah. So when your mother tells your sister that, oh, she got a visit from you and you brought chocolates and flowers, your sister might be a little jealous that you, the favorite son, have given your mother so much happiness and she was really tickled pink. Okay. Next, we have a white elephant. Well, of course, a white elephant is not something you see very often, okay, because it would stand out in the forest and wouldn't survive very long. So a white elephant is something pretty big and something unusual and something not useful, okay? So when we spend our money or time on something that people seem to be saying was a waste of time, they say, oh, that's a white elephant. Yeah? So the government decide to build some new monstrous convention center. They spend a load of taxpayers' money on it, and everybody knows that it's too big, it's in the wrong place. So, you know, when they're looking at it being built, they say, you know what's going to happen? That's going to turn out to be a white elephant. Why? Because it's in the wrong place. We're building it at the wrong time. It's a waste of money. We could spend that money on something much more useful. So will they? No, they won't. It will turn out to be a white elephant. Okay? So white elephant, something waste of time, waste of money, something useless, unwanted, or of no great value. Okay, so turned out to be a real white elephant. Okay, so not literally an elephant, but something probably big, but usually useless. Okay, a white elephant. A white collar worker. Well, a white collar worker is a throwback to the old days of the Industrial Revolution when the management wore white collars on their shirt. These were the days when the shirts had a detachable collar, so you could wash and starch the collar separate to the shirt. So management, those in the offices, had white collars and the workers had blue collars. So it was to distinguish between the workers and the management. So he's part of the white collar. He's part of management. Okay. So white collar workers, they occupied the offices and the blue collar workers occupied the shop floor. Yeah. And usually the managers were in the offices above, so they could look down on those on the shop floor. Okay, so looking down on those below, white collar workers. To whitewash something. To whitewash something is to cover it over. Okay, whitewash is like a very weak paint, yeah? And when you paint something, you cover it over. So when you whitewash, it means to a cover-up, yeah? Okay, so it means we're trying to either hide something, okay, or we're trying to avoid other people seeing something, which again is to hide it, but we whitewash, mean it's cover-up, to gloss over, or to hide, yeah? Okay, so often happens when we're talking about governments, so they've spent money on this white elephant, but when it's presented in the budgets or the figures, it's they try to cover it over, they try to whitewash it so people don't draw attention to it, okay? Or they don't draw attention to it. So to whitewash means to cover up, to wipe out, or to try and avoid something being noticed. Mm-hmm. The money spent on that industrial unit, or the money spent on that new trade fair, or the money spent on that new monument in the center of town was a complete waste of time. I guarantee that the government will try to whitewash over that so that people don't know or understand exactly how much money was spent on it. Okay? To whitewash. And then finally, to do something with flying colours means to be really, really successful. So it's not a specific colour, it's with flying colours. So we use it as follows. He passed his exams with flying colours, meaning he got the best mark or very near the top mark you could possibly get. He got his driving test with flying colours, really did well, and now he's so happy with himself he can go and insure his car and start driving. So he passed with flying colours. How did he do in his period of 6 months probation? Ah, no problem, I passed it with flying colours. I did really, really well. Okay, so that's the end of those English idioms with colours. Just give them to you once more. Once in a blue moon, paint the town red, a red herring, red letter day, to see red, tickled pink, white elephant, white collar worker, whitewash, and then finally with flying colours. Okay, so and if you want to contact me, well, as always, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Well, I'm always happy to hear from you and include where I can some of your suggestions. So, as always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.